Joining me on 3SH, as he does every week on a Wednesday morning, is Michael Kitzman, General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council. A very good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Chris, and great to be talking again.
Now, of course, hopefully you're as pleased as I am that the weather's starting to warm up just a little bit.
Oh, yes. Coming from North Queensland down here, I've felt the winter, and it's been cold. Biggest concern, obviously, is the fact that apparently winter's the rainy season down here, and there's been no rain, so that's a big concern.
Yeah, that is certainly a big concern, especially all across New South Wales as well. So hopefully a little bit of rain comes in these last few weeks of winter. Now, of course, still plenty to talk about with the Balranald Shire Council. And the first and foremost is you've been out doing some road inspections around the council.
Yes, over the last couple of weeks, the Director of Engineering and myself have been out inspecting the roads. But last week, we did a road trip with the councillors from the Infrastructure Committee, and we went out and had a look at the gravel roads in our rural areas, just to have a look at the general condition of them and to start to look at how we operate with management of those roads. So from that moving forward, we're going to be reassessing all of our roads based on how much traffic use it, hazards, risks, etc., and reclassifying them to make sure that we're getting the maintenance levels right. So it was a really good trip to be out there with the councillors and gaining a strong engineering and operational understanding across all of us. So it was a great couple of weeks of road trips.
So that's the action plan you've got in place now. So what was your general assessment of the roads out there?
Some of them are pretty poor, I've got to be honest with you, Chris. We had a few concerns where, you know, it's been a number of years since council's done some work on the roads, and talking to some of the property owners, they said they can't remember seeing a grader on their road in up to 10 years, which is pretty concerning because these are our primary producers. They're the breadwinners for rural Australia, and we've got to make sure we do the right thing by them. So it was good to be out there talking with property owners and gaining a better understanding of how we can manage the network.
Now, also, the council meetings are going to be live-streamed as of next Tuesday.
Yeah, so it's pretty exciting, really, moving into the 21st century. But what's happened is the New South Wales government has talked about making it a mandatory requirement, and they haven't gone as far as doing that yet. They are encouraging councils to do it, and Balranald, we've looked at how we can do it, and we've managed to set up the live streaming at no cost. So the existing equipment that we already had is able to be used in a different way, and we're able to live stream our council general meetings so the public can log in through our website and actually see what's happening in a council meeting. And then if they miss it, they can look at it at a time more appropriate to them, because we'll be keeping a link on our website for them to go forward and look at it in the future.
Unfortunately, we've just run out of time, but a pleasure as always to talk to you, Michael. Thank you.
My pleasure, Chris. Have a great day.
General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council, Michael Kitzman, here on 3SH.